This is Paul Worden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. I hope you all are enjoying this talk, this discussion, how we've been talking quite a bit on how we can use our tongue to build people up, how we can use our tongue to edify and to glorify God and to build the kingdom for God, or we can use our tongue to destroy people, to destroy ourselves, to destroy other things. How we need to learn to yield our tongue to the Holy Spirit and to let God use our tongue to edify and to help and glorify Him. Last time we were together, we talked about dealing with an evil report, where we can recognize different things of an evil report. An evil report will raise questions about the motives or actions of others. It will discredit spiritual leadership. It will cause division and strife. It will always focus on the negative. The person will create curiosity. They may say, "You won't believe what I heard." They will claim to have access to inside information. And so they are using their tongue to not to build people up, not to bring people in, but to max out somebody else's curiosity where they also want to hear and to get in on the gossip. So we need to refrain our tongue and to make sure we are not using our tongue to bring forth evil report. Today I'd kind of like to talk to you about controlling your tongue. And yes, we can control our tongue. I'm going to be bringing a lot of Bible verses to you today. So listen to these, write these down, and go back and read these for yourself. Because this was given to us to help us to control our tongue and to fill our hearts with the Word of God, that when we do speak, that's what's coming out of our mouth, is the Word of God. As we have learned, the scriptures confirm that our tongue can be controlled, but you must take the initiative to control our own tongue. The following verses that I'm going to give you will indicate the actions that we all must take. 1 Peter 3:10, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no guile." In Titus 3:2, it says, "Speak evil of no man." And man, they mean everybody. Female, male, anybody. In Hebrews 13:5, "Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have." And sometimes that is hard. Sometimes we see other people that have this or have that, and we wonder, how can they do that? And we can't. Well, here it just says, "Be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have." In Philippians 1:27, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ." In Ephesians 4:22-25, "That ye put off concerning the former conversations of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in your spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor." in Colossians 3 and 8. But now ye also put off filthy communication out of your mouth. Ephesians 4 and 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And in Ephesians 4 and 31, let all evil speaking be put away from you. 1 Peter 1, 15 through 16, be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. In Proverbs 4 and 24, put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. In Psalms 34 and 13, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. In Proverbs 39 and 1, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. And yes, you can sin with your tongue. Because like I said, once that word goes out, there is no way you can bring it back. And the damage a word can say, I mean, it's unreal. It can start a fourth. So yes, we can sin with our tongue. In Psalm 50 and 23, whoso offereth praise, glorify me. And to him that ordereth his conversations aright, will I show the salvation of God. And Exodus 20 and 7, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that take away his name in vain. And in Exodus 20 and 16, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. That is the common one. That is the easiest one to fall into, where you talk evil or talk bad or to tear people down with your tongue. That is bearing false witness. And so it shows right here that God has given us the tools, that God has given us the strength, and God is showing us how we can control our tongue and use our tongue to further this vision and this dream that God has placed within our hearts. We can use our tongue to build on that. We can use our tongue to make it bigger and stronger. And we can use our tongue to glorify God, where people will know that when we open our mouth, that we are speaking wisdom coming from the Holy Spirit and from the guidance of God. Use these scriptures. Read these scriptures. Put these scriptures in your heart. That way when you do speak, you can speak with wisdom and speak with pride and speak with glory to edify Jesus Christ. And that is the whole purpose of our dream and our vision that God has given us, that we can build on the kingdom of God and draw people to us instead of pushing them away. That way we will never be accused of talking bad or backbiting or running people down, that when we speak of love, we speak of confidence, and we speak of building people up and not tearing them down. I hope that you're getting something out of this, and I hope you take this to heart, because God has given us this tool to use, and let us use it. Let us put this in our heart that we can grow in our dream and in our vision. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege and an honor it is to come before your throne in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will bless these words, that, Father, that will touch people's heart, and that we will imprint on their mind that we need to study your word and to read these scriptures and to put these scriptures in our heart. That, Father, when we open our mouth to speak, that we will speak words of wisdom coming from your word, coming from your Holy Spirit, that we can lead people and guide people and to build people up and not tear them down. That people, when look at us, they'll know that we have something far different in our heart than what they have. And, Father, that they will give them a burning desire to have what we have just from the words that we speak. Father, help us to fill our hearts with your word. Fill our hearts with your promises that you are going to be there and to help us to control our tongue and to speak words of wisdom. I pray this in the name of Jesus, that you will touch us and help us, I pray. And thank you for hearing our prayer, and thank you for touching us. I ask you this in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
We hope you enjoy studying Divine Destiny with us. Join us next week as Paul continues his teaching on Divine Destiny. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you enjoy Paul's teaching today. You can email Paul directly at paul@myltbc.org. Again, that's paul@myltbc.org. You can also download Paul's Divine Destiny audios free by going to www.myltbc.org and click on Audio, Listen, or Download. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.